Good morning, Minister Farry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Apparently we want you. You're under fire. MLAs yesterday voted against plans to cut funding for St Mary's and Strathmillis teacher training colleges. This comes after your department, Mr Farry. This comes under your department. You're also facing pressure to fund an expansion of McGee College in Derry, stroke Londonderry. So the Assembly, Stephen, has voted on funding for St Mary's and Strathmillis. What happens next then?
Well, funding is clearly tight, and there's a lot of pressures, and we're also getting some very contradictory messages. And, I mean, clearly, I have my doubts about the wisdom of continuing to pay the premium to the two teacher training colleges. But if the Assembly has its way in this regard, obviously there'll be less money to invest in the other interventions that we have.
Continuing to pay the premium.
Yeah, well, the premia are special payments that have been paid to the colleges since about 2008, which are in effect a subsidy to recognise their small scale. I mean, it's not a frontline intervention, and it's my view that it's more important that we try to invest in protection of actual places in terms of our universities and colleges, so we can actually create opportunities for young people and try to keep them in Northern Ireland.
So how much does St Mary's and Strathmillis get?
Well, they get about £1 million each, and that's what we're proposing to remove in terms of those premium payments. So in effect, what this means is that it costs more to train a teacher in St Mary's and Strathmillis than it does in either Queen's or the University of Ulster, and it costs more to train a teacher in Northern Ireland than it does in the rest of the UK. So we have a very costly, fragmented system. Also, we're training our teachers on a separate basis.
It costs more per head
per
teacher anywhere in Northern Ireland than elsewhere in the UK?
In the context of the teacher training colleges, it costs more than the situation in Great Britain.
Even Queen's or the University of Ulster?
Queen's University of Ulster would be in line with the situation across the UK as a whole.
Right, so it's just St Mary's and Strathmillis that cost more.
I mean, this is an issue about the fact that we have small institutions in Northern Ireland But in doing that, we're also having other losses. I mean, we're not training teachers to the full potential. There is quality in terms of those colleges, but things could be better. We're not, for example, linking teacher training to the research capacity of universities. That's part of an international trend. We're missing out on that in Northern Ireland, and as a consequence, our future students will not have the same benefit from their teachers that other parts of the world have, and we're clearly in a very competitive situation.
But you know the reality of St Mary's. There's a huge campaign going on there. It could be seen as the lifeblood of West Belfast, right? There's a Catholic ethos there that many people would want to protect. Why are you not recognising that?
Well, two things, Stephen. First of all, if we can find an agreed way forward and an alternative configuration for our colleges, I do want to see the continuation of higher education in West Belfast, so I do accept that particular argument has been made. With respect to the issue of Catholic ethos, yes, we're likely to continue to have faith-based schools, including Catholic schools in Northern Ireland, but I don't accept that the only way to provide teachers for that system is to have a distinct Catholic teacher training college. I think we can do that on a more shared and inclusive basis, with examples from Dublin and Glasgow as to how that's been achieved successfully, including with the consent of the Catholic hierarchy. I'm not sure why Northern Ireland has to be different. I think at a time whenever we're actually trying to encourage more sharing and integration within our education system as a whole, and that's the message we sent to the UK government on the back of the Stormont House agreement. We've asked for more money for integrated schools. We've talked about the inefficiencies in our budgets. I find it bizarre that we're actually, the first thing we're doing as an assembly is actually defending separation in terms of teacher training. What message does it send that if we can't even train our teachers side by side for the future?
Well, there was a vote in the assembly, it was yesterday, wasn't there, to keep the premier. So are you going to abide by that vote, or are you going to ignore it?
Well, I'll certainly take it into account. But
you mean take it into account? Well, are you going to abide by it, or are you going to ignore it?
Well, it falls to me as the minister to balance my budget, and the assembly told me what to do, but they didn't tell me how to do it. I mean, for example, there's a lot of contradictions in what they said. No one has suggested where I'm going to find this money. So, I mean, are people wanting me to take money off services for the unemployed?
What's the point of the vote then?
Well, the point of the vote is the Assembly giving their views on the issue. And now, they're entitled to have their opinion, but it is a poorly informed opinion, and it's full of contradictions. I mean, for example, during the debate, people were talking about the importance of the universities and our colleges. They told me to spend my money wisely. They told me to be supporting the economy. And then they also tell me to spend money in a very inefficient way that doesn't support the front line, that doesn't support our economy, that's actually propping up division in our society. So there's a huge mixed message from what was actually said in terms of the speeches that people were making and then what they actually did in terms of the vote.
What happens to St Mary's if you don't give them their money?
Well, people have been talking about St Mary's is going to close in a matter of months, and I mean, that simply isn't the case. I mean, they do have considerable cash reserves which they can draw upon. I mean, for example, this premium has only been in place for the past 6 or 7 years. St Mary's survived for over 100 years without the premium. Now, if we're saying that basically St Mary's can only survive today based upon artificial subsidies, then that really begs the question, surely we should be doing something differently with our teacher training system. And that's what we want to do. We have a clear alternative. We can come together and form a different type of configuration, and including one that actually respects the Catholic ethos and trains teachers from that sector.
Any news for those campaigning for McGee College's expansion, Stephen?
Well, hopefully we can proceed with the expansion of McGee. Now, clearly, again, there's a contradiction in that if we are being asked to put more money into teacher training, then we're actually creating a further barrier to investing in the expansion of our universities. At this stage, it's going to cost between £30 and £40 million every year to actually meet what people are asking in terms of McGee campus. Now, that money simply isn't there at present. We have a business case which we're scrutinising as a department. If that is approved, then we are in a position to make a bid for more resources during the next budget period.
Okay.
But we also have to understand that our current higher education system does have major structural problems. We're likely over the next coming days to strike a budget as a department where we're going to be seeing some cutbacks in university provision. So people have to be very realistic about this. We have to address the cuts first before we can then seek to expand.
Stephen, nice to talk to you today.
All the best, Stephen.
Thank you very much indeed.